Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. My name is Adrian Colbo. I'm your host for today, and I have the pleasure of sitting down with Claudia Hesse, and she is the owner of the Sugar Shack Bakery here in Sioux City, Iowa. Thank you for being on the show, Claudia.
Thank you, Adrian.
Okay, so the Sugar Shack has become, in my mind, in Sioux City, it has just become ubiquitous with just tasty treats and something new. Claudia, tell us a little bit about your shop and how you got your start here in Sioux City.
Well, we've been doing this for 18 years, and I have a passion for baking, so I enjoy that. And it started way back when with I belonged to a group called Mothers of Preschoolers, MOPS, and I asked them, I said, would you guys buy some cookies if I made them? And, do you have time to make some stuff? And they're like, well, you don't have any time at all, so if you can make them all. And I always made them at Christmas time anyway, so that's kind of where it started.
Right.
And I enjoy it, and so made a variety of trays and sold them all, and I thought, well, maybe I could do a business. So, yeah.
I love stories like that where they kind of start with just there's somebody who has a need, and they kind of present that need to someone, and then they say, well, I guess I could do that, and then the I guess I could do that spirals into 18 years of just developing a business model and having a storefront, and then now you've got such an incredible business there. Give everyone your address real quick. So if you have never been to Sugar Shack Bakery, I struggle to describe on air just with words what it's like to kind of walk into your shop. And where is it located?
All right, it's 700 Jennings Street. We're a block north of Mercy Hospital, right beside St. Paul's Lutheran Church. And like you said, it's kind of, you see everybody light up when they come in, because it's just kind of like a, it's like, oh my gosh, look at all the colors, look at all the, the different sweets and things like that. And so, and like I said, everybody that works for me too enjoys what they do, and it shows.
Yeah.
And I know with cookie bouquets, when we started with that too, people enjoy getting something that as a gift that they can eat. So, yeah.
And if you are not enjoying every day in a bakery, there's always the opportunity to just get super high on sugar, right?
Yes.
And just
yes, that's for sure. Yep.
Mask up whatever sadness you might have with icing. Okay, so some of the things, Claudia, that you offer there, cookies, pastries, cakes. What else are you selling out of your shop there?
Bars, cupcakes, cake truffles. And the cake truffles are kind of like cake pops without the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
French macaroons. Like I said, cakes we have every day too, cookies and cookie bouquets and things like that. Yeah.
Cookie bouquets, which I'm sure people have seen those around town. I think when I bought my house, I got a house cookie bouquet. So some of these items, where are you drawing your inspiration from?
A lot of our decorators have some awesome ideas.
Okay.
And we kind of watch different trends and different things that are going on. And, there's so many different places that we get inspiration from. And it's mainly from, all our customers as well as our employees, both.
And there's just a ton of resources today, obviously on the cooking side, with Food Network and Food TV and things like that. And there's baking shows now.
Right.
Where they're doing baking contests. And have you ever done any baking competitions, or have you been involved in are there regional baking competitions that go on?
Yeah, there's quite a few different ones. The one that we usually do every year is River City Cake, River City Confections Association. That's in Omaha. And this year we had, I basically encouraged everybody to enter. Some of the children could enter too, as far as employees, kids and things like that. We had over 14 different entries and took over 10 different awards home. We did like best in show, best in division. So it was kind of fun.
So what types of items are being entered into the competition? They're cookies and...
Yep, we did cookies. We did cakes. We did some miniature items as well. Like a miniature fairyland display we did.
Oh, okay.
We did a huge Harry Potter book. that was like the monster book. I'm not too up on Harry Potter, but it was everybody just the ones that worked on it just love it, and so that worked out very well. And like I said, cookie bouquets, it just looked amazing. I mean, everything really looked awesome.
So are they judging not only on appearance or on kind of the aesthetics of what's being put together, but also are they tasting it?
No, they're actually not tasting it. It's the only thing that they don't do at that competition. But the skill level and the cleanliness and neatness of every line kind and things artistry. Like that. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yeah. Okay, so your team and Claudia here, you're bringing back awards for your baked goods. What are some upcoming events that are coming up that you'll be entering in or you might be present at?
Okay, we've got two of them. September 29th is Bacon Fest, and we will have different items down there. We're going to have like a cinnamon bacon twist, maple bacon cornbread cupcakes, and then we're going to do new this year a bacon cinnamon roll that we've been trying. And that's where 11th is the March of Dimes signature chef. And a lot of times up until the end, we really don't know what we're going to do because we always try to up our game. So we'll see what we come up with.
And in that event, I know there'll be other pastry chefs there specifically in that category, yes. I guess. Okay.
Yeah. But there's a lot of the chefs here in town, though, too, that'll do it, you know, savory items as well as desserts, too. So,
yeah. Really cool. Mm-hmm. Anything that pushes foodie culture and culinary culture in Sioux City, I just absolutely love. So definitely don't miss out on those events, not only because Sugar Shack will be there, but because it's just good for Sioux City in general. Okay, so you've told us a little bit about how you got your start and kind of the story of Sugar Shack. But tell us about, you know, to keep a bakery and a pastry shop like this open. I mean, those ovens rarely turn off.
Right. That's true. We have people there 24/7, and it's a lot of hours, a lot of time, and it's just, I mean, last year alone, for example, as far as small decorated cookies, which is what we're kind of known for, we did over 100,000 cookies, and that is just our small ones.
You need to have a sign out front like McDonald's used to have.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Over 100,000 sold. Yeah,
that's it. That's it. So it's, I mean, it takes a lot. We mentioned too, like you've seen before too, you see the front end of it, but we have so many people working in the back end.
Yeah, you walk into the front of the shop, and we were talking about this, and it's, you know, everything is presented very well, and it just looks like this kind of small, lack of a better way to say it, ma and pa shop. But there's this immense amount of space for storage, and there's coolers, and there's, you know, prep areas. Basically a full, it used to be a doctor's office there?
Yes.
So basically, if you can imagine the front reception area and then all the little rooms that accompany a doctor's office, those are all full of prep areas and coolers.
Yep. Yeah. It's true. We have, I mean, we've kind of named them all. We have Cake World. We have our, you know, our baking area. We have, we call Cookie World 1 and 2. We've got one place that just the small decorated cookies come out of. And then the other one, we've got some gals, one of my cookie decorated, she's been with me for over 10 years, and she just does amazing. They all do amazing work. And like I said, she mainly does the orders, the cookie bouquets, the cookies, you know, cookies on a stick, things like that.
So these are almost like little studios.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's there's an artist basically inside the studio that's just kind of creating. And what's the wildest thing that has ever been requested of Sugar Shack to put together?
Well, we have done a we had a groom, and it's unusual that the groom request this, but a groom requested a 7-foot wedding cake. It had to be 7 feet off of the table, though.
So it was
top of the table.
So the table 30 inches high, and then another 7 feet.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
By request of this groomzilla.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it was, I mean, we had a castle on top, and luckily the castle was styrofoam, and I made a last-minute decision. We did the top two styrofoam, but we had the cakes underneath because I felt so sorry for her. There was an aunt, I think she was probably 65, 70. She was going to be the one to cut the cake, and you had to be on a huge ladder. And I told her too, I said, if something falls as you're getting it down, I said, you have a cake underneath here that you can just act like, oh, look, I got the cake. So, yeah. Yeah. So it was a task, but it stayed together. It was fine, and they loved it. And so.
You didn't have to get an architect involved.
No,
to make sure it didn't crumble.
No, but that's I would nowadays probably because that was early on. It was like
a bridge engineer or something like that, a civic engineer involved.
Exactly.
That's really interesting. Yeah. Okay, so a 7-foot tall cake. Well, I mean, that sounds like something that would end up on like a baking challenge.
Right.
So mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Well done. So that's on kind of the commercial scale, mm-hmm. right? And people are, you know, coming in, they've got high expectations. What about just for like the local, you know, baker, someone who's baking in their own home right now? Are there any tips that, you know, things that you've learned throughout the years that you might want to share?
Well, as far as, we were talking as far as our cookies go too. Most places do a sugar cookie or a shortbread. Ours is a buttery shortbread. And most other places also just decorate with royal icing because royal icing has no shortening or butter in it. So you can actually pile on different colors and it's not going to bleed.
So royal icing, where does that term come from? Is that like a British thing or is it just okay?
I'm not quite sure. I haven't researched that one, but that's basically royal icing.
In the industry, everyone just calls it royal icing.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's usually what they use for to put gingerbread houses together, things like that.
Gotcha.
It's got good glue to it, so to speak, mm-hmm. and it dries pretty hard. And but our cookies are with our buttercream frosting on the bottom, and then we decorate with royal.
Okay.
So that way you can have different colors and they're not going to bleed as far as that goes.
They don't bleed into each other.
Okay. But it tastes awesome because the buttercream frosting tastes good.
Yeah. The buttercream gives you all the richness and then you get all the kind of the fine detail mm-hmm. of the royal icing.
Royal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So something you can incorporate at home in your decorating
easily.
If you're... Yeah, easily. Mm-hmm. Well, very cool. What's a... So we already talked about how many cookies you go through. How many during a wedding season? How many cakes are you putting together? Is that a big part of your business?
It is. Cakes? It is. I mean, especially obviously on the weekends. Usually we definitely don't take more than we can handle. there's the
don't
most
wanna disappoint.
Usually. Yeah, I know. The most we've usually done is 6 weddings in a weekend. And
oh my
so,
goodness, though.
And then sometimes logistically it depends on where they go to or if they're being picked up and. And it seems like there's more and more of a trend to go with smaller, just a smaller 2-tier cake or, you know, a smaller cake. And then they might have cupcakes or dessert. A lot of places are doing dessert tables and things like that. So
not necessarily trying to give cake to 250 people.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
more
you have
of a variety.
More of a ceremonial kind of cake to cut. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's cool. Yep. I mean, that has to be good for a smaller bakery to get more cakes like that versus trying to do like a large.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of sheet cakes and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Yeah, definitely.
What other trends are you seeing in baking right now?
We're seeing a lot of things go small and mini. We're doing a lot of what we call cookie dots. And they've kind of exploded into, we started with just dots with different colors on them, and now we're decorating them all different ways. And, you know, for football season, for little girls with Disney, with emojis, with just a lot of different avenues.
Okay. So little miniature cookie dots that kind of pop into your mouth like a chiclet, mm-hmm. but you end up eating 20 of them.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Well, very cool. It sounds like a fun trend to be kind of experimenting with and being creative with. I've seen some of those and they kind of come in a package of maybe 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And very cool. I mean, I think it'd be really neat for like fundraisers, things like that for school. And you can obviously decorate them with whatever you'd like. So, okay. So remind us again, the upcoming events that you're going to be doing here.
The first one's going to be September 29th, which is Bacon Fest. And that is going to be Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then and October 11th is March of Dimes, Signature Chef. And I believe, don't quote me, I think it's at Delta.
Okay.
Hotels. Yeah.
Yeah. Moved from...
It was at
the convention center.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Well, Claudia, for those just tuning in, I've been sitting down with Claudia Hesse. She is the owner of the Sugar Shack Bakery, and it's been lovely talking with you today.
Thanks.
Thanks for taking some time. Go visit her at the Sugar Shack. And that address one more time.
700 Jennings Street.
700 Jennings Street, up there by Mercy. A great local shop to support and for your next cake or cookie. And also, I'm sure you could pick her brain while in the shop on some baking tips for your own kitchen. So once again, for Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media, my name is Adrian Colbo. Tune in every Friday just a little bit after the weather, about 12:10, to catch another installment, and we will see you next time.